Welcome, everybody, to this special edition of our recordings here. We actually have a group from Truffle here today. We have the founder, Tim Coulter, here joining us today. And we have Josh Quintel, who's done a tremendous amount of work on Drizzle. So we're going to talk a little bit about Drizzle, which is part of the Truffle suite of tools. And we're going to give a little background about why this tool is important, why people should be interested in using this product, and we're going to show a little demo and walk through with you guys. But before we get started, maybe if you guys could give a little history on where Drizzle actually came from.
Yeah, I'll start. So Josh here is the first employee we ever hired at Truffle, and the way that Josh kind of showed that he was amazing for the job is to, on his own, before ever being hired, building Truffle boxes. So Truffle boxes, as you know, are meant to kind of connect Truffle to actual applications and letting you know how they work. So he put it on Reddit, definitely got my attention, and then we hired him. And then Josh, I mean, maybe you want to talk about this. You came on board and you're like, Tim, we need to build this.
Yeah, so kind of along the same lines as Truffle boxes, actually, I very much learn by doing. And so, you know, I'm just kind of making like example dApp after example dApp. And it became clear pretty quickly that getting data from the blockchain, reading from it, keeping accounts in sync, all of these like extra considerations that you don't really have to think about as much building a traditional application, needed to be managed in an easier way and kind of to build a library around these. And that's sort of how Drizzle was born. I mean, I wanted to kind of standardize these things and give developers a shared tool to kind of talk about and innovate on this.
Yeah, I think definitely in the enterprise space, which is where we spend a lot of our time here at Microsoft working with blockchain technology, this is a big thing, right? Because initially, early on, a few years ago, it was all about infrastructure. How do I get these blockchain things running? How do I get these nodes running? How do I balance things? It was all kinds of infrastructure stuff. And then quickly, as soon as that was kind of solved or got much easier, then it became like, what do I do with this? How do I build stuff? This is really hard. Like these frameworks are not fully complete in beta and things like this. And I need something to help me with this glue, you know, to get these things running.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I wanted to kind of switch over to a slide here and just kind of talk through, maybe Josh and Tim, you could give me a little background on some of the features of Drizzle and, you know, why they're important.
Yeah, certainly. Like we're saying here, so Drizzle is a framework, and also, well, Drizzle is really a collection of libraries. So there's kind of a core layer that is handling things like keeping your accounts in sync, giving you the status of your contract transactions, keeping the state of your contracts in sync with your UI. And so that's all handled by the core, and then we build these bindings on top here. So in that second bullet, we're talking about it being dependent on React and Redux. And we maintain a binding for React and also a collection of React components to make things very easy to get started. Some drop-in contract forms for interacting with your contracts, drop-in contract data components that will also track like the loading status and other things like that for your contract data as well as accounts. But we're actually working on migrating that component library over to using the Stencil compiler to create actually vanilla web components. So you'll be able to use those in any framework. We won't have to be as dependent on Redux as we are currently.
So Josh is the creator and expert on Drizzle, but when I explain it to people, I tell them that Drizzle reduces, like extremely reduces the amount of boilerplate you have to write when trying to just connect the Ethereum blockchain to your application.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Drizzle, you just drop in your configuration options. You tell it, I want to observe contracts. I want to observe my accounts. Here are the events I'm interested in. And Drizzle really, Tim, you made a good reference to this at TruffleCon. You referred to it as the connector, and I really liked that. So Drizzle makes consuming data from the blockchain much easier.
So one question that comes up a lot from developers when they see Drizzle first is, Is there a lot of weight to this? Like, so the thing is, if it's watching my contract, so let's take a smart contract, for instance. We have a state variable or something in there that we're watching. Mm-hmm. We'll walk through a demo here in a second. But as you mentioned, Drizzle's kind of watching that. And if it sees changes, it can bubble that up to the UI is kind mm-hmm. of the high level thing. So how is that? Is it pretty heavy? So if I get a lot of these things running, am I going to run into issues there? Or is it pretty lightweight from that standpoint on consuming those change events that you're seeing on the blockchain mm-hmm. kind of thing?
So in the we are currently making it lighter, but I'll talk about like where it is now and I guess where we're going to be taking it very soon with Drizzle 2.0. So currently, we didn't have full contract state decoding initially. So the creative workaround for that was essentially tracking the calls that you were making to get data for your UI. And then Drizzle actually stores those inputs and will actually replay those calls at each block. Mm-hmm. And it can also intelligently do that to kind of make it, as you're saying, a little more lightweight. If you're, for example, you're making a transaction, let me rewind actually. So the tick really of all of this, right, is a new block. Mm-hmm. That's when data is actually going to be confirmed to be changed on the chain. And that's when we're interested in getting new data. And so what we can actually do is when that block comes in, we can look at the transactions and see actually which accounts have been interacted with, including your own, of course. And we'll only have to replay the calls that are necessary to keep that in sync.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that we had a demo. We kind of walked through it. I don't know if you guys had anything else you wanted to talk about, but we can switch over to that demo and kind of walk through what this looks like real code, so people who are interested in that. Mm-hmm. So I'll switch over to that right now. And Josh, I mean, I basically just have a simple application here with one contract that has a state variable. And maybe talk us through, like, what are the high-level components here? And I'll try to kind of drive through this.
Yeah, certainly. So we like to use a really basic contract here just so there's, we don't have to worry about the mental overhead of, like, what is the contract doing exactly. Like you're saying, we've got we're just storing a string here. We've got Ganache running in the background as well. We've already compiled, migrated the contract. And so from here, what we've done is in this application, we have told Drizzle essentially through an options object that we want to observe the string store contract. And so Drizzle is going to automatically now be observing the transactions of any new blocks. It's going to be replaying any calls that we've made. And here, of course, we're specifically making a call to display what string is currently stored in the contract. And it will also, I should note, when you make a transaction here to change, change that string variable, it's going to be tracking the state of that transaction as well. So whether it's pending, how many confirmations have come in, where's the receipt, things of that nature.
Yeah, and maybe just to back up for some people who maybe are not as familiar with Truffle, when we do a compilation and we do a migration, we end up with these assets over here in this build folder, one of them being our contract with our ABI, a bunch of other information about it. And I think the interesting thing that Truffle and the Truffle suite of tools, including Drizzle, has created here is a connection between core Truffle, which is, the compilation, the migration of that asset, and then taking that output and be able to connect it to a UI. I think this is the real power that I see of these tools, because they kind of, the suite of tools actually works really well together.
Yeah, that's really when you look at what Truffle suite of tools does, it's all about the artifacts. That's what we call the mm-hmm. those JSON files. So literally we output all of that information deploying to compiling the whole deal, and then every one of our tools uses that. So Ganache and Drizzle and future products as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's super lightweight. So as you can see on the screen, when Josh was talking through this, I was trying to keep up and highlight. But essentially, we're just decorating this in here and telling it which contract we're interested in here in this case. And then there's a very light amount of code that you need to add over in your app JS file, which basically is calling some other things that we've created here. Josh, maybe talk through what are these things for, this read and set string files that we've created here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. So as you mentioned, we're importing that contract artifact to get the relevant information about the contract, like its deployed address, what does the ABI look like, or like what are the state variables, things like that. And so from here, we are actually just connecting Drizzle, because Drizzle is Redux actually under the hood. And so, but luckily we don't have to worry about that too much. You just have to focus on Drizzle's API. And so currently right here, as I was mentioning, we do this system of replaying calls. And the way we store those calls is actually with something we call the data key here. And so when you call that the method to get the myString variable, it's actually going to take a hash of any inputs that went into that function along with the name of the function itself. And that's going to give you this key. So you'll then be able to access that the value that's returned in the store at any time.
Great. Yeah, and it looks, it's very easy to read. I'll call it like English. If you work with any of this stuff low level, you'll know that creating an offline transaction is not for the weak at heart. There's a lot of pieces that have to go into that. And so I can't overemphasize enough how simple Drizzle makes that process of that connection. So in this case, we're looking at the read, and then we also have the set over here. So if we scroll up and take a look, you can see that we're actually doing it here. And the cool thing here is we're actually using one of the accounts too. So we're actually passing in the actual account that we want to use from, in this case, Ganache.
Yes, Drizzle keeps your accounts and the account balances in sync as well, all in that reactive store. And I should take a minute to mention, too, that actually in the future, this is going to be even easier. If you are just getting a state variable, like there's no, like a call isn't doing any kind of mutation, like let's say like adding two to your state variable or something like that. In the future, you actually won't even need the data key because we are going to be doing full contract state decoding in Drizzle 2.0. So you'll just be able to access that as like contract variable name without even having to use that intermediate step.
That's really awesome. So what I did here is basically just started up this application. You can see that we had run some tests on this. So it's showing what's being stored in that smart contract right now. And what I often do to show people that this is not all smoke and mirrors and some sort of muse that we're putting on in front of you here, we'll actually go out and use the Truffle core tools here of the suite. So Truffle console. And then basically we can have access to that MyString store over there. So we'll go ahead and read that contract directly. Can type here. And let me check how we're going to read the value. Do we have a getter on this? I just need to double check. So if we look at our original contract, we don't, but we just have a public, you know, MyString here, so we'll just call that. And you can see that we have test in there now. Now, the interesting thing is if we call it from over here, so again, we're not using our application right now. Let's say we're interfacing with the blockchain in a different way. We could call this set function over here. And let's just set it to Tim. you can see our transaction there. And if we do another call on that, we can see Tim is there now. And if the more important thing is if we pop back over here, we see
Look
Tim's
at
there.
That.
So we can see that the binding worked. It's actually reading our contract. We didn't even go through the application in this case. I mean, we certainly could. And we could put, you know, Josh in here and pop back over and show that, again, the cake is not a lie. Josh is actually there. pretty cool tool. I think it's something that people should definitely take a look at when you're building the applications, because it can really dramatically lower the bar to entry when they start building on top of this, because you can spend an enormous amount of time trying to get some of this stuff wired up into your UI. So really appreciate you guys kind of sitting down here and kind of going through some of this stuff with us here today, and really appreciate you taking the time, you know, to do that. It's really important for our community and our listeners to understand these advanced tools you guys are creating. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to share with the listeners about Drizzle or anything? Or
Josh?
That pretty much covered it. We talked about, definitely wanted to mention some of those future features. We talked a little bit about that full contract state decoding that's going to be coming up in Drizzle 2.0. Talked about using Stencil for more universal components. I'd say we covered the important points.
And also for our listeners, in the show notes for this video, we'll actually put some links out there to get you started. There's a nice tutorial the guys have worked up that you can walk through, the same code that we showed here, so you can get a feel for it yourself. So thanks a lot for watching.